Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do Wop That Thing on Hot 101.5. Oh, I'm loving this so much. Our quarantine throwbacks, thanks to 411 Pain. Is there a song you want to hear? Let us know. Slide up in the Hot 101.5 DMs and let us know. And when you hear one of your favorite throwbacks, make sure to put it on your Insta story and tag at Hot 101.5 and at Miguel and Holly, and we'll put you on our Insta stories. We're living in different times right now where you see people walking around in masks and gloves, and maybe, like the Surgeon General said this week, if you can, avoid grocery stores, avoid the pharmacies, because this is going to be one of the really, really bad weeks. It's like our Pearl Harbor, our 9/11. So because of that, a lot of us are, if we can, do delivery for food, for groceries, for pretty much everything now.
Have it brought to the house.
I had someone gift me a bottle of alcohol last night.
What?
Yeah. I was like, what? This is different?
At the door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I just had to show my ID to make sure I was 21 or over. So we're living in new times.
You got good friends.
For real. I was like, okay, thank you. So there's an article that came out on Huffington Post that was like, all right, so when it comes to tipping, how do we do it? Because here's the thing. Normally, the recommended tip for delivery drivers is like 10 to 20%, but not less than like $3 to $5, even if you have like a small order. Mm-hmm. And so this article is saying that they're recommending tipping 5% more than you typically would.
Okay.
So like normally, I tip somewhere between like 20 and 25%, depending upon where we are and like how great the service. Like 25 for like really, really great. 20 for
your average tip would be 20.
Absolutely. And so they're just saying if you can, because obviously there are a lot of people that are out of work right now, and if you can't do it, understandable, then maybe like leave like a positive review on for that driver.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, when you leave reviews, it's not for the service.
No.
Like Instacart or Uber Eats, it's for the driver. And if you can't afford that extra tip, then leaving them a really great tip and a review mm-hmm. might actually help. So I'm wondering, is that good enough? This extra sort of 5% more than you typically would,
right.
Is that good if you are a driver? Because I'm wondering, what's the breakdown of like the money that you're getting? Because we don't see that on the other side.
No. Oh, well, it does say like it gives a percentage. I mean, because usually on a lot of the apps, they'll offer you, do you want a tip 10, 15, 20%? That's like the what's there. And then you can always custom tip.
Right.
And so I'm wondering if you like we're tipping 20%, like it shows it at the very end, like the checkout, it'll mm-hmm. give you the thing. But should we scrap all that and just say, okay, I want to make sure the tip is like $6?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, then that's what we're trying to figure out is what is good right now for you. So if you are one of these delivery drivers, like maybe you lost your job and now you're picking this up to make some money, 877-999-1015. Because I was like, I don't know. Like when it comes from the backside of it, because like Scott, you were driving for Uber for a little bit when you first started. And so like how much would you normally get once you got paid from a ride?
So, like, if it was just a base ride, you get it, it chops it up pretty well. But, like, the tip from the actual person, that goes right to you. That's the best part. So that's how I go into it. If I ever tip someone, I'm like, okay, if I'm between, like, 20, 25%, I always do dollars in my mouth. Like, I don't want to do percentage. Mm-hmm. So if I'm like, all right, $3 or $4 or $5, I'm like, $2 isn't going to kill me, but if they get a $5 tip, like, that's going to make their day.
Mm.
Like, that was for me. Like, if somebody went a couple dollars more, it was game-changing for that day. And so that's how I did it, because you got that full tip from the service that you're going into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was when I was doing Uber Eats. And that's why it's like, anytime you get tip, like, tip. Even if it's a couple dollars more, that is such a good feeling to look at your app and be like, well, the ride would have been like, you know, I would have got $3.
Right.
But instead, you just tip $5. I'm banking now from that one ride. So it's much better to do that little bit extra of a tip.
And if you can, it's a good thing. It just makes that person's day so much better. So this article is saying tip 5% more than what you typically would. And then also in this article from Huffington Post, it said that Uber Eats, they've waived delivery fees for independently owned restaurants. So maybe the fee that they would have charged, like that's the extra that you tack on to your tip since you're not having to pay that.
Might as well.
But if you are a delivery driver, I'd be curious, what would you like us to go by? 877-999-1015. We got trending in Tampa Bay on the way.
Tampa Bay's new It couple, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, had a relationship on the rocks a while back. What happened? How did they fix it? Let's talk about it at 7:30.
And we've got another quarantine throwback thanks to 411 Pain, NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Yes, another quarantine throwback thanks to 411 Pain on Hot 101.5. And you are seconds away from trending in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, basically we have a new power couple, a new It couple in Tampa Bay, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. And their relationship was actually on the rocks a while back. But how did they fix it? We'll find out next.
We're trying to figure out how much should we be tipping extra, if we should,
right,
during these different times. Because, I mean, think about it. Not only our healthcare workers on the front line and our pharmacists and our cable technicians and, I mean, anyone who is helping us live somewhat of a normal life in these crazy times, they're on the front line, but so are our delivery drivers to keep us safe from having to go out and go grocery shopping. So how much should you be tipping? Josh in Oldsmar, what service do you work for?
I do Instacart and Postmates.
What's your recommendation here for what we should be tipping? This article says, if you can, tip 5% more than you normally would. Do you think that's a good range, or if you can, a little bit more?
I think whatever. It depends on everybody because every situation is different. That's a good recommendation. Usually $5 to $10 is a good tip to give any drivers. Or like yesterday, I mean, as you stated earlier, I had somebody who's like, hey, this is just for my kid's birthday. I don't have any extra tip. And I just said, just leave a great review. It just gives me more opportunities to do other deliveries as well.
Okay, I like that. So tip extra if you can. And if you can't, leave a review.
Yes.
Yes, because every good review you get prioritized to the top of the list. So I get more opportunities if I have a higher rating than if you just give me a tip. So really, you should definitely do both to really help out the drivers.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Josh.